Head west, young man, to the village of Elk Grove. Today on Your Hometown, we journey west to Elk Grove Village. Take a ride with us, and we'll show you a village that could be your hometown.
Somebody told us, by the way, sponsored by At Properties and McDonald's, John, lava lamps are made in Elk Grove Village. John Hansen was talking about the business of making pinball machines out there. Who knew all of these cool things? I'll bet Craig Johnson does. He's the mayor of Elk Grove Village. Mayor Johnson, welcome to WGN. How are you?
Doing good, John. Thank you for having me.
Did you know all of that stuff? Lava lamps, pinball machines?
When you got the largest business park in North America, you make more things than you're ever going to imagine.
Give me another one. Anything else come to mind? What else do you all manufacture?
Well, we've got, of course, the biggest data center location in the Midwest. We also make circuit boards. We make computer programming. We make, you name it just about, John, we make it. From technology to basic desks to chairs to billboards, you name it, we make it. Printers. With 5,000 businesses in one town, you figure we can make just about anything.
Does that defray property taxes for folks there then? That must be pretty good for y'all.
Oh, no question, John. That's why Elk Grove, for 20 years, we've had the lowest property tax rate in all Northwest Cook County. No offense to my friends in Schaumburg and Arlington Heights and Mount Prospect, but yeah, we have the lowest, and it also provides enough money to help our schools, our park districts, our library, the county. We're one of the biggest tax producers in the Northwest suburbs.
So what did you say, the largest business district in North America or something like that?
Yeah, in North America, we have the largest industrial park in North America. Like I say, over 5,000 businesses are located in Elk Grove Village, and we're an economic engine. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why we're pushing hard to have a job fair coming up, because we want to make sure we have the employees to keep those businesses filled and humming.
I guess that's not your problem per se, but as the mayor, it probably falls on your desk one way or another. Are these businesses having trouble getting folks to work?
Like everywhere. I mean, anywhere in this world, John, you see it. And what happened was, as I was going around the business park, I own actually the oldest business in Elk Grove. And as I drive around all the time, the business park, I've seen something I haven't seen my whole life here, 61 years. So many for help wanted signs. You know, employees need it. And these are great jobs, John. These are high paying, some are six-figure jobs. And so we figured for the first time ever, we're going to actually, the village is going to host a job fair at a local high school, Elk Grove High School, on July 30th from noon to 4. And the reason I picked July 30th is on September 6th, all the extra unemployment benefits run out.
Yeah.
And so people are going to start thinking at that point, hey, I need something. So our goal is to get hundreds of businesses from Elk Grove in one location, attract anyone looking for a job in the entire Midwest area. We're even going to give them lunch if they sign up and attend, a free lunch, and try to connect the two together. Because the bottom line is this, John, if people can't get employees to work, they're not going to have the business too long. I mean, and we don't want that to happen. So we're going to make the connection. We're going to bring them together. We're going to show them why it makes sense to work here in Elk Grove, the benefits of it. And at the end, hopefully it's going to turn out to be a win-win for the businesses and the people looking for work.
What's your business, Mr. Mayor?
I own the Johnson Insurance Agency, ironically. My parents were one of the very first families here in January of 58. They moved their business here, and we've been here ever since. So we have the oldest continuous business in Elk Grove Village. I'm very proud of it. Family owned.
Lots of major highways all around you. I guess that makes it a smart place for businesses to do business, because transportation in any direction is pretty easy, huh?
Oh, we've got every major expressway surrounds Elk Grove. We got O'Hare Airport just to the west of us, to the east of us, touches our east side by our business park. We also have the second most rail spurs in Elk Grove Village, second only to a town in California. So we have roads, we have rail, we have airport. So we've got everything that makes this location, being in the Midwest here, as you know, John, we're the center of the country. So anywhere you got to go, from here to the east, to the west, north to south, with a central location. So it just makes all the sense. And then add in the lowest tax rate. It's a winning combination that can't be beat.
You know, what I think has really put your town on the map is that I believe, right, WGN Radio's transmitter is out there.
Yep. It's from 1939. And since I was a little kid growing up here, that building sat there, and the tower's been there, and it's really kind of a neat historical thing right here in our community. I mean, Elk Grove was incorporated in 56, so that was there almost 20 years before that. And it's always been there, and it's like a landmark here in Elk Grove. You know where to find our town. Just look for that big transmitter from WGN.
And I believe all of the residents can get our station on their fillings. Is that right?
Because I tell you a true story, John. My mom's family's from the South, and at night, about 10:30 at night, my dad, we'd sit in the second floor of the old farmhouse. He'd have his transistor radio. We could pick up WGN probably 1,000 miles south of us. And it was really neat to sit there and listen to Cub games and stuff like that. And it brought a little bit of home to us down south.
Yeah. You know, when there wasn't the internet and folks did try and listen to radio stations like ours across the country, it really was kind of fun to take a call from West Virginia and know that they were getting it over the airwaves, which you can still do, but it's easier just to use the app on your phone. You are also interesting as a village in that there was a major football game in the Bahamas, one of the bowl games sponsored by Elk Grove Village. Do I remember that correctly?
You're right. We sponsored for 2 years, and we sponsored the Makers One at Bahamas Bowl. Makers One is the motto for our business park. You know, we want manufacturers, makers, and so we were the first town ever to sponsor the bowl game. So it was the Makers One at Bahamas Bowl, and I'll tell you something, John, the reception we got, the coverage we got, we were on in Berlin, Germany. Huh. We were talked about in China, actually, and the neat part about it is Love's Fueling Station. Anyone that travels highway sees Love's Fueling Station. Well, Love's Fueling Station, one of the top people was in Oklahoma City watching the football game, big college fan. He kept hearing about, you know, biggest business park in North America, all this stuff. So he looked this up, and as we speak now, within about a month, they're going to open up a new prototype fueling station in our industrial park, and they came for one reason, one reason. He heard about us during the Bahamas Bowl. So that shows you unique outside-the-box thinking can pay off because, John, that's going to bring $1 million a year in tax revenue to our village, and it's a 20-year lease. So that's a $20 million return on our investment to sponsor a game in the Bahamas.
You think of the Orange Bowl, the Rose Bowl, you know, the college bowl system that they have now, and we know that with the expansion of the bowls, there were some odd names that would pop up as sponsors of them. But the fact that a little town, a village of 35,000 people, Elk Grove Village, would sponsor one of the college football bowl games was just like, I don't want to say bizarre because you just explained that it was a good return on investment, but people must have been shaking their heads when they first heard that idea.
No question, but I'll tell you this. To talk about get the gold star for coming up with an idea was John McDonough, as you know, the former CEO of the Chicago Blackhawks, is a good friend of mine. And the day after we made the announcement, he called me up, and he said, "Are you serious, Craig?" I said, "Yes, I am." He goes, "Craig," he was an explicitive, "you're a genius." I said, "What?" I said, "John," I didn't hear. He goes, "You're a genius." I said, "I just want to hear you say it twice because no, everyone knows. John is the marketing genius of sports from the time of the Cubs to the Hawks.
Yep.
And to get that compliment from him, I know I hit a grand slam."
Yeah, he's a nice guy. His wife's a delight, too. And he has a sense of humor, but you don't see that first. He's buttoned up, he's business, and he's smart. And if he says you have a good idea, you have a good idea. But he's not the decider on this. Did you have to convince the city council? What did it cost you? A few $100,000, right?
Yeah, well, all in, when you take in the sponsorship itself was $300,000, and it was a two-year lock-in, so we did 2 years with it. And then we had some extra we put into it, the advertising, commercials, marketing, all that. So it was about a $450,000 investment each year. And, you know, like everyone else, you know, it was funny because when I came up with the idea, I was actually watching TV up in Wisconsin, bored, bowl game after bowl game. I said to my wife, I said, "Hey, look at that field." She goes, "Yeah, another football game." I said, "No, picture Makers won a bowl." And she goes, "You're nuts." My staff said, "You're nuts." But the marketing people that we talked to said it was gold. And my board, you know, they asked questions too, but they picked up pretty quickly. You got to think outside the box, John, to be seen and heard. Just like now, we're sponsoring this year the USA track and field team, USA wrestling team, and the USA triathlon team while they're getting ready for the Olympics. We're sponsoring them during the preparations. No town's ever done that before either. And you got to think outside the box. You got to make sure you always get people thinking about you, and in a positive way. You can't think outside the box, goofy, but in a positive way. And when people see that, John, they go, hey, this is a town that's willing to do things to get its name out there in a positive, outside-the-box way. Let's talk to them. For example, John, we do concerts that no other town around here does for free. For example, this 4th of July, we got Daughtry coming to play a concert before the biggest fireworks display ever in Elk Grove. I call it a nuclear explosion, 4th of July fireworks. Then we've got the Beach Boys. John, we have the Beach Boys, Mike Love and the Beach Boys, playing in Elk Grove Village on July 27th. Who has the Beach Boys playing small towns like that for free? No cost to any resident or anybody who wants to come. But we do that to bring people together, to introduce them to our community, and see that we're willing to think outside the box, like the Beach Boys coming to Elk Grove, to get our name out there in front of people and show what we have to offer.
Elk Grove Village is your hometown this month. All of this sponsored by Ed Properties and McDonald's. And boy, you're the right mayor at the right place at the right time, Craig Johnson. Congratulations, continued success, and thanks for joining us today.
And, John, thank you for all you do. We appreciate it, and we enjoy listening every day.
That's Craig Johnson, the mayor in Elk Grove Village.